Pacific Gas and Electric, the Northern California power company known as PG&E, is preparing to file for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. That announcement came Monday after 2 years of deadly wildfires that have killed dozens and burned thousands of homes to the ground. And it's the latest in a troubled history for the company, which stretches back decades. Joining me now is Judy Lin, economy reporter at Cal Matters, a nonprofit news organization that focuses on state politics and policy. Judy, nice to have you on The Takeaway.
Thank you for having me.
So like we said, PG&E has a long history of bad behavior, if you will. What are they in trouble for right now?
Yeah, they've had back-to-back years of deadly, devastating wildfires. Right now, there's cost estimates that the liability could top $30 billion. California is unusual in that it holds utilities liable, even if it was just negligent and not clearing up brush around its equipment. So that's essentially the mounting debt and liability that's stacked up against PG&E.
So what's the state been trying to do to sort of manage this?
Yeah, last legislative cycle, there was a lot of debate. PG&E spent millions lobbying legislators to try to get them to release them from, you know, being held harmless. But it didn't work. Politically, it didn't happen. So there was instead a sort of plan B that offered them the ability to take out bonds backed by the ratepayers, the customers, and also just funding $1 billion over 5 years to help start clearing up forest management practices.
Judy,
so it was.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
A compromise. Yeah. No. It was very much a compromise. PG&E did not get what they needed.
And I'm wondering, what would a Chapter 11 bankruptcy look like for PG&E at this point?
Yeah. And so I spoke to attorneys who had dealt with this in the past. If you go back in time, PG&E had been in bankruptcy before during the energy crisis. So it would be going to court, seeking protection from all of these debts, including victims of wildfires trying to get money for their claims against PG&E. And it would trigger a months-long, if not a year, of negotiations and arbitration by a judge to figure out how much everyone could be paid, likely pennies on the dollar.
Hmm. And so I'm wondering, is bankruptcy looking pretty unavoidable at this moment, given given what you just outlined?
Yeah, at this time, there's not a sense that the state leaders want to do a bailout. Governor Gavin Newsom here in California, he had an availability yesterday where he talked about that all options are on the table, but he also reflected public sentiment that PG&E has not been a trusted partner. So while he technically hasn't ruled out a bailout, it is just difficult to achieve here in California. This is a company, as you mentioned at the beginning, that has a history of sort of being the bad actor in a lot of accidents. So there's a lot of public animus.
Judy, this is not the first time that PG&E has filed for bankruptcy, right?
Yes, yes. In 2001, during market price manipulation, you'll remember Enron having a role, PG&E filed for bankruptcy protection because it couldn't pay the rate that was being charged and couldn't charge its customers as much. So it had roughly $12 billion in debt then, and so strategically made the decision to file for Chapter 11. As a result, it took years to pay off that debt, and customers throughout Northern California and the Central Valley ended up paying between $1,300 to $1,700 more, in addition to their rates already, just to pay off that debt. So it's a costly decision.
Were consumers the hardest hit by that, California consumers, in terms of who ends up paying?
Yes. I mean, shareholders, yes, they pay higher rates, and shareholders end up, you know, not getting dividends. And obviously the stock prices drop. Bondholders and banks, creditors, they would have to take a hit too.
I'm wondering what, given everything we've just talked about, what the public sentiment is about the company. And I'm going to play a call for you from one of our listeners.
This is David Ogden from Walnut Creek, California. Decades ago, PG&E was a blue ribbon company widely respected by customers. Corporate greed apparently resulted in cutting critical maintenance operations, leading to scores of deaths from natural gas explosions and wildfires in which PG&E has been implicated. Their workers are our neighbors and friends. It's the leadership that has to go.
Is David's comment reflective of what you're hearing from folks in California right now, consumers in particular?
Pretty much. There is a lot of anger directed at PG&E leadership. And you'll note that the CEO, Geisha Williams, stepped off just right before the bankruptcy announcement came out. She, of course, left with a severance package of $2.3 million. So that doesn't help the public image.
Despite what's happening right now, despite the bankruptcy, this woman left with the severance of how much? $2.3
million? $2.3
million. Okay.
Is what's reported.
And there were also reports there that the company, PG&E, also had a toxic corporate culture. Can you talk to us a little bit about that? Because I'm wondering, this company just doesn't seem to be getting it right publicly or internally.
Yeah, I mean, they've been found negligent and basically criminally liable in a gas line explosion out in San Bruno a few years back. And then even after that, there were correspondences that indicated that came to light that indicated they were not fixing the problems they were supposed to fix. So again, this speaks to the fact that lawmakers, state leaders here in Sacramento believe they haven't been a trusted partner.
And of course, do you expect more oversight here or a new? We've got about 30 seconds left. If this company declares bankruptcy and moves forward, then what?
It will be a long process. Right now, it remains to be seen if Sacramento has political or legal will to do something and step in. I'm not sensing that yet. Then it goes to bankruptcy court and we start selling off assets. People have been speculating that the gas portion of the G and PG&E gets spun off. So you would see a lot of perhaps breaking it off.
Judy Lin is an economy reporter at Cal Matters. Judy, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.